Radio X. John Holmes.
X. Hello, podcast listeners.
Hello and welcome to the Weekend Breakfast Show with Dave and Con.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? This is what it's like without him.
Yeah.
It's better.
Yes.
Better. And taller as well.
Yes. It's
better and taller. What's happened here is, I'll let you into a little secret about how we did the podcast. After the show on a Sunday, we stay behind and record like a little intro where we say what's coming up on the podcast, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Problem is, John had to catch a train. Now, he thought his train was at 10:45, so he ran straight out of the door, straight to the station, got there at 10:35. Boom. So much time. And then he texted me to say it wasn't until 11:30. So
there we go.
Completely pointlessly left the studio.
I think he's just sick of us.
Forgot to do this podcast introduction. So what we're going to do is we're just going to call him and get him to do it on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Now, this is what happens when I try and work all the equipment that he usually works. So what happens if I press this?
Should we try and call him? Should we try and guess the first word he'll say on the phone?
Yeah, it'll be hello. What do you think?
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. John Holmes. It's Dave.
Hello,
Dave and Con.
Hi, Dave.
We just had a quite low stake game of guess the first word John will say, and I won with hello.
Well, you know, that, to be fair, that's it's not a wild stab in the dark, that is it? Given that's a traditional.
Well, Con said hi.
Yeah, I went for hi.
Oh, you went for hi. Yeah. Why are you two calling me?
Oh, so you know that podcast we do.
Yes.
You know how we always record the introduction after the show?
Well, you say always. Yeah. Technically,
it's just the first one.
It was our first one. So.
Oh, that's true. So you know how we never record, never successfully record the introduction because you leave straight away?
What you're telling me is we forgot to record the introduction of the podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we're recording this now.
This is literally it, mate. We're on. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, I've sort of, if I'm honest, really flagged up your lack of professionalism in this situation. I hope you don't mind that.
Well, it's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I'm in quite a hurry because I have got to get a train.
Yes, no, that's fine.
We've kind of demoted you to unpaid intern as well.
On the phone, you're not even in the studio.
Thanks. Well, I'm at Euston Station.
And how is it?
Any problems?
I'll be honest, it's very busy. Yeah. Do you know if there's a Pret here?
Oh yes, there is outside the station.
This is podcast gold.
It's outside next to the coffee shop, whichever one it is.
Oh, fine. Good. All right, good work.
On the terrace, the plaza.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good. So, do I need to do the podcast intro then?
Yeah. You do the rest of it now. Pick it up from here, right. Mate.
Oh, fine. There we go. Hello. It's the it's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show podcast that's now eminently available. The least worst bits of the brand new, it's really weird doing this on the phone, the brand new Radio X program at weekends at breakfast. And it's been put together by the paid intern Cornelius, where he's taken the least worst bits of it all and just sort of, again, just sort of dumped it really on the internet like a sort of, like a gypsy fly tipper. Is that, and it's there like an old fridge and a mattress lying at the side of the internet waiting to be collected by you. In your ears. Is this working?
I think you've summed it up.
Yeah. And this is an extra bonus feature then, isn't it, technically? Yes. Are we allowed to swear, Dave, producer? Because it's a podcast. Are we allowed to swear?
I think we can, but I think we then have to bleep it. We can do sort of mild swears, can't we?
What's mild swear?
Well, I'll tell you what, you do like escalating swears and then we'll bleep it at the appropriate level.
Okay, let's start on damn.
Damn, fine.
Bloody.
Mm.
Arse.
Yeah.
Penis.
Huh?
I'm trying to escalate correctly. Vagina.
Good.
Yeah, that's worse than penis.
You're so blokey, Cornelius. I wonder you worked at Radio X. There's piss. Piss. Mm. Can you have piss?
I don't know. Honestly.
Like, I really hope someone's hearing you say this down the phone at Euston Station.
I realise I'm actually standing in a bloody queue and there's all people looking at me and I was just looking at the floor. There are actually people standing at me going, why is that? Has that man got Tourette's? There's a man with Tourette's in the queue.
Very scientific Tourette's, where you increase in.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck. Oops.
Yeah,
actually said that and an old lady just frowned at me. is lobber. Can we have that?
I mean, this is just going to be more of an experiment to see what makes it through, I think. So.
I think so. I think if you put an expletive sign on it...
Yeah, it's fine.
I think you can do what you like on a podcast.
Okay.
I think. I mean, don't quote me on that. We're an Ofcom call, but I think we're fine.
I mean, literally, you've...
But can I go? I've really got to get a train. Can I? Okay. Is this... Are we done?
Yeah, do you want to ask Con what's on the podcast, and then he can do it? Why don't you
oh,
go?
Yeah, what's on the podcast, Con?
So, on the podcast this week, for the old listeners, we have lots of new features, including Alco Vox Pops, where we talk to drunk people. We have Condescending, where I talk to myself in a lift.
That's right. Some of the old stuff as well. You
know? Yeah, Bandle Pig, Fought for the Day for Satanists is back as well.
Excellent.
So.
Yeah, good. All good. It's all good stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all radio gold, isn't it? That is, yeah. Anyway, this has been fascinating, but you know, I'm going to go. I've got to go to Scotland now.
Okay.
To promote to a book festival where I'll be
just
talking about my book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
So there we go. Not available on Amazon. We've lost him, John Holmes. That was John Holmes. Oh, may he rest in Scotland. Enjoy the podcast. Here it is.
Radio X. John Holmes. X.
All right, here we go then. Good morning and hello to you. It is brand new weekend breakfast on brand new, shiny, and let's face it, green Radio X. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It is 6:31 in the actual bloody morning. And right, here we go then, to celebrate the first ever Saturday breakfast show on Radio X. This morning, we are giving away, you can win a severed pig's head. Now, all you have to do if you want a severed pig's head, if you want to win it, all you have to do is be a future Prime Minister who, ironically, by the way, has a face like some boiled ham caught in a dream catcher. And you need to be naked from the waist down this morning. If that's you, simply send a stamped addressed text to Radio X, severed head of a deg pig offer, Radio X, Leicester Square, London. Oh, by the way, David Cameron, right? Because he's basically now our Bill Clinton, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right, this is how this is going to work. So I'm foreseeing this now, right? He's going to come out at some point and have to say, I did not have sexual relations with that pig, isn't he? He's going to have to come out like Clinton. He's going to have to do that. And then he'll be brought down by applesauce, like on his suit.
Radio X. John Holmes. X.
And welcome to Radio X. Brand new national radio for Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And probably Ireland as well, I haven't checked.
Just all around the world, isn't it?
Technically it is, yeah. Because that's the modern way, you're absolutely right.
The internet.
So let me ask you this question then. By the way, it's brand new weekend breakfast, Saturdays. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Let me ask you this question. Paid intern, Cornelius.
Go ahead.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What? What? Obscure reference to the film Speed there. Keanu Reeves fans. Here, let me ask you a question. It's this. Whose was the first voice on Radio X? The first voice. The first voice on Radio X.
Is Miles, Chris Miles.
No. I mean, you'd think, wouldn't you?
How is it not him?
Well, it wasn't him. Do you want another guess?
Like the voiceover, his jingle guy?
Again, he did speak before Miles, so
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Chris Miles was technically then the second voice.
Oh, you're warmer.
Yeah, except he wasn't, right? Chris Miles was the fourth voice on Radio X.
Okay. How?
I'll tell you how, and this is actually quite embarrassing, right? And not many people noticed it, although some did. You know when XFM closed,
mm-hmm.
right? And then there was a week before Radio X opened,
yeah.
right, of just back-to-back music mm-hmm. with sweepers that just went, Radio X is coming, and stuff like that, right? Now, what happened was, that played out of this studio where we're in, because they were testing the studio, because this is a brand new studio. And I came in to have a little play around with the studio to figure out, I was going to say learn how to do it, it will become abundantly clear that hasn't happened. However, I did come in here to play around with it, right? And I spoke to the engineers, because I am a professional, and said, can you swap the output from this studio to a different studio so I can play around this studio and make sure this is not on air? And they said, yeah, absolutely. And then they pressed some buttons downstairs, and then a little symbol came up down here that said studio off air. Right, fine, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Perfect.
Right, great. So I came in with new ginger producer Dave, right?
Hello, yeah.
And what transpired was we were having a conversation and messing around with the microphones. The engineers hadn't switched it off air properly, right? So my voice, I was the first presenter on Radio X. Genuinely the first presenter.
Wow.
And the second voice on Radio X was that of Ginger producer Dave here.
Should we be talking about this?
Well, not only... No, not really, no. But not only shouldn't we be talking about it, right? But I've also managed to find the clip of it. So I've gone back... Because everything gets automatically recorded.
No,
right?
That's not us. That's not on the thing, was it? It wasn't recording last week.
Yeah, because it automatically records in the building. So everything that goes out of this studio goes up onto hard drives that you have to get in. I found the bit. It took me ages. So I had to remember the day we came in, the bit that was, what time it was.
I'm genuinely scared.
Right? But we had a conversation that went out on air that we didn't know was going out on air on Radio X before it even launched. Right? And do you want to hear it? I've got it.
Yes, definitely. Go on.
Can I just say, this is literally my first day.
And you're last. Technically, the producer's in charge, Dave.
Oh, no!
Right. Play a song.
This is what happened, okay? You ready? Here we go. This is it. This is what happened.
Radio X is coming.
Greener than I thought.
It is
quite green.
Yeah, it's really green, isn't it?
I like the way they've written Radio X on every surface.
You don't forget where where it is.
I think that's probably from Moyles, because otherwise you just say Radio 1 all the time.
Yeah, I can find his, Oh, no, we did. We played these.
Yeah. He gets PRS from that. So you're right. We're gonna have to come up with a scam like that.
That went out! That went out on Radio X. That actually.
Oh. To be honest, it could have been a lot worse.
It really could have been. By the skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
It could have been a swear or anything, couldn't it?
Oh.
In fact, we were playing around with Chris's stuff. You're right, Dave.
Yeah, I'm gonna just have a little sit down.
Okay,
right?
Fine.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Hello then, here we go. It is Sunday. Good morning to you. It is brand new. Weekend breakfast on brand new Radio X. I am John Holmes and just looking through the Sunday papers then obviously. There's this is in the Observer and the Sunday Times and the Mail. This weekend, the boss of Volkswagen resigned because it's come to light now that his company fitted software to Prime Minister David Cameron's genitals to alter his emissions. Now, according to the papers this morning, there's a spokes thing here for VW saying that the dead pig's face was rigged to give an inaccurate reading. So, it's going to be more on that, of course, in the main news on Radio X later this morning.
Radio X. John Holmes.
I think it's about time. People have been, I'll be honest, texting in, right, and tweeting and whatever, Insta-buzzing or whatever they do, right? And they've said, essentially, all very well, yeah, but we want to know a little bit more about the team, the new team, right? Okay. So, that gave Ginger producer Dave the opportunity to play this.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Isn't that lovely?
It's a very first thought production line, isn't it?
I'll be brutally honest with you.
That's what you get with me.
I'm really honest with you. You've gone route A, haven't you, with that?
I'll forget to tell you to back out of the tracks.
Yeah.
And I'll do first route.
But you've literally seen the phrase getting to know you on someone's text and you go, oh, there's a song with that in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like the producers of Homes Under the Hammer. Have you ever seen that? Where they...
That's my dream job.
Where they do... It's like the man from, what's his name, Martin or something, from Homes Under the Hammer, just say something like, oh, and over here they've installed new taps. And then they'll find something that goes, new taps, new taps, they've got new taps.
As we walk into this room, we see a selection of clocks, Coldplay.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, it's that, yeah. If only there was a song available called Stupid Git in a Jacket, then they can play that every time Martin from Homes Under the Hammer walks. Anyway, I digress. Getting to know you is the order of things. People want to know who you two are, so I think that's only right and proper,
okay.
And indeed who I am, I suppose, for new listeners. But anyway, so let's first go to Ginger producer Dave. What is your name?
Dave.
Right, good. Same question to you, Cornelius.
It's Cornelius.
Right, good. Do we call you anything for short? Well, I know I do, but anything broadcastable for short?
Con.
Con is fine. We'll take that. What was the last gig you went to? Con.
I went to see...
Too late, too long.
I can't remember.
What do you mean you can't remember? It's a music station.
Frank Turner at Reading Festival.
Okay, fine. And good choice, actually.
Yeah.
Very good choice. Ginger Dave.
I was at Lollapalooza last weekend in Berlin watching the Libertines and Bastille and all them ones that we play.
Well, he's won, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry, cause he was only because he was at Lollapalooza and also said it while still drunk this morning. So, also impressive. First gig.
Ever?
Yes.
The Offspring.
Wow.
In 1999 in Manchester.
Good. Same question to you, Con.
Paul Weller, Hammersmith Apollo.
Mine, Iron Maiden.
Hello.
Ah. Iron Maiden, Birmingham Odeon, Power Slave Tour.
I think as a group we've done quite well there.
Yeah. My brothers are Spice Girls.
Yeah, so. My best mate Rick's was The Cause with his mum.
Mine was actually The Kids from Fame, but I don't talk about that because that was at the NEC. Mm. Belief, you first, Con, right? Where do you stand on the belief that gluten intolerance, right, is a real thing rather than a trendy affectation?
Well, someone had gluten-free chocolate in the office yesterday.
Right.
I was like, gluten's like wheat. That's not in chocolate. All chocolate is gluten-free. So, yeah, I'm not having it.
All right, good. And Ginger Dave?
I'm gluten-free.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you.
I can't ever feel that was a telegraphed question.
I've known you a long time,
yeah.
And I've not known you to be gluten intolerant, right?
No.
But ever since you started hanging out in Shoreditch,
okay, yeah.
Right, in East London, that's suddenly you've become gluten intolerant.
Well, I mean, I had a sandwich at lunch today, so I'm not great at it. Sometimes I just go wayward.
You've made it up. I've known you for years. You've never been that.
No, someone suggested I give it up, and I thought, I will. And then I felt better. That's it. I don't understand what gluten is really, so I often will eat something and someone will go, that's got gluten in it. And you go, oh yeah. Should have read it, shouldn't I?
Made up. Last three, so we don't watch the text come in now. I'm just angry. Gertrude said it was my gluten's real. So angry, you blokey station with your gluten.
It is right. Real, mate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, women can be gluten intolerant as well. Yeah. Last three searches you did on Google, Ginger Dave.
Oh, hang on, I have to get my laptop out of this.
Yeah.
Hanging a mirror on a wall.
Okay. Be careful with these, by the way.
Just moved flat, by the way, I'm terrified of pulling my wall.
I thought you were an evil queen.
Water parks near London. I wanted to go to a water park last week.
Have you just changed? Did it say water sports and you just changed that?
Water sports near London.
You've Googled water sports.
It was the Wikipedia page for Edward II. I was reading up about Edward II, and I'll tell you for why. Because
yeah.
Edward II had a, allegedly, oh, he's dead, it's fine.
This is the producer who's got legal training.
I know the media law. Had a homosexual relationship with a man called Piers Gaveston, after whom that society...
See, David Cameron with the pig was named after.
Yeah, so I read it, I was like, who's that guy? And I was like, oh, had a little read.
There you go.
Sunday history for you all there.
Very good. And Cornelius...
Well, this gives an insight to my evening last night. How long should I roast parsnips for?
What's the answer?
It said 20 minutes, but to be honest, I got done over. Yeah, yeah, they were too crunchy. And dog GoPro videos. Which there is a lack of on the internet. I only found one good one.
Why were you Googling that?
Because I like dogs. And I wanted to see the world.
Isn't
from
that a
their
lovely image of Con last night sitting in his flat just munching on a parsnip, watching
a raw, not cooked, probably parsnip, watching the world from the perspective of a dog? Wow.
I'm glad we've employed you, mate.
This is great.
We've saved you.
And finally, in the car this morning, I had a thought wave and I just had to look up, what's Mika up to now?
What is he up to now? I actually saw Mika at Hyde Park.
Really?
Earlier this summer, yeah.
Oh, nice. You should know.
You were supporting Kylie.
I couldn't believe he was a thing still.
Mr. Mika used to be a character on Rent-A-Ghost.
Different, mate.
Yeah.
Different generations. <isn't it?
laughs> Yeah, there's the gulf right there, isn't it?
But yeah, so new album on its way out, guys.
Thanks very much for that. Good. If you'd like to send us your last three Google searches, we'll throw them in next week.
Yeah.
We'll do it next week. So you can text your and send your own last three Google searches, as random as you like, 83936, at Radio X. You can email them as well, can't you, now, something?
Wow. Yes.
Do you
probably.
Know how that is?
john@radiox.co.uk.
John, J-O-N, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's me.
That's your name.
Good.
Also, if you want to ask us any questions, maybe I get to use that, this, you know.
Jaunty bed, really don't. It's absolutely rubbish. So there you go, 83936, Alex. Why did I knew I was going to happen again? At right, don't send it to XFM. Won't do anything, will it?
Doesn't exist anymore.
At Radio X 83936 or John JON at radiox.co.uk. Your last three Google searches, we'll throw them in next week. Go. Yeah.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
It's just after 6:30 on a Sunday morning, and let's be honest, who in God's name is going to be even up? To be honest, I'm not sure why we're even bothering it. I don't know why we're, you know, it's either insomniacs, isn't it? It's new parents who are wondering why the hell they bothered to conceive. It's people doing the walk of shame. And truck drivers fresh from dumping the corpse of a prostitute in a lay-by. It's paper deliverers cursing the weight of the broadsheets, isn't it? So I think we've just summed up Radio X weekend breakfast demographic. Let's hope the advertising people... Take note, advertising people, if you are listening, right? You could run adverts for everything now, from, like, contraceptives for the new parents, can you? Yeah, you could do to bleach and black bin liners for the truck drivers. So there's actually a market. It's created them. Anyway, hello.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
So good morning then. This is Radio X. Hello, I am John Holmes. And if you've just joined us, well, I can tell you there is about to be a game of tourist top trumps. Now, it works very much like this. Downstairs, outside in London's glamorous Leicester Square, we will find both Cornelius and Ginger producer Dave, who are tasked with finding a tourist, a London tourist, each. As far as I know, they've found one each. We're going to get them in the studio to play Tourist Top Trumps. But let's find out who they've got on line one. I think that should be Con's phone. Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hi, John.
Hello.
How's
right.
Fine.
Like it was moments ago when you were in the studio. It's. Have you found a tourist, Cornelius? That's the.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm outside M&M World at the moment.
Naturally, and, it's a tourist mecca. They are drawn to it like tourist moths to a gaudy candy flame, Cornelius.
Yeah. So I've just met. Is it Tom?
Yep.
Tom is from New Zealand.
Okay. Okay. And well, put him on. Let's say hello.
Okay. Hi there.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Good.
Nice to talk to you, Tom. And you're from New Zealand, and how long have you been in the country?
In London, I've been since Monday.
Oh, since Monday. Oh, right. Okay. So, is it your first time?
Yes, this is my first time in London.
Okay. Well, yeah. This is what a tourist highlight this is going to be for your trip, Tom. In no way at all. Right, stay there, Tom, because you're about to come into the studio to play Tourist Top Trumps. So I'm going to go to line two, which should have Ginger producer Dave on it. Dave, can you hear me?
I can.
Ah, good.
Here I am.
Splendid. Right, good. Now, Cornelius, I can tell you, has found a contestant over near M&M World. Whereabouts are you?
I'm on the other side of Leicester Square by Garfunkel's restaurant.
Of course, the other tourist mecca there.
The prestigious Garfunkel's restaurant.
No wonder you made a beeline for it. Have you just sort of dragged someone out having their breakfast? Because that's what tourists do. Nobody goes there but tourists. So London's live from glittering London's Leicester Square. Who have you found?
I have found Grace.
Grace.
Grace. She's from Dublin.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Put her on.
There she is.
Hi, John.
Hey, Grace. How are you? Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. How lovely to talk to you, Grace. Now, already we have a tourist off, because Tom, we learn, is from New Zealand. You're from Dublin. Those two countries, you are now their representatives, Grace. You are the ambassador of Ireland.
Okay, great.
I'm going to get you into the studio, and we're going to play a game of Tourist Top Trumps, Grace.
Okay.
Okay, enough now, Grace. Just put the phone down and we'll see you in a minute in the studio. Grace and Tom, New Zealand versus Dublin. It's Tourist Top Trumps next on Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes.
So good morning then. This is Radio X. I am John Holmes. And as promised, it is a game of Tourist Top Trumps. Now, if you're listening some time ago. Ginger producer Dave, good morning.
Hello.
And paid intern Cornelius.
Morning.
Yes, we're sent out into Leicester Square to find two tourists from different countries. This is Tourist Top Trumps. They have joined us in the studio. Tom is from New Zealand. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Good. Now, you've been here since Monday, you told us.
Yes.
What have you done so far, very briefly in London?
Very briefly, drunk a lot of beer and seen a lot of the really cool touristy stuff.
Excellent. Have you been out of London at all? Have you seen this, the England's green and pleasant land?
No, I haven't been out of London yet.
Okay, are you planning to?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
You are, where are you going?
To Derbyshire tomorrow. And
Derbyshire?
Yeah, good. Derbyshire. Yeah. Tomorrow. And, and after that, a lot of different places.
Okay, fine. No, good. Yeah. Proper. How long are you here for?
About... another 3 weeks.
Okay, great. Okay, well, let's meet now. That was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so this is your top trump, right? So it's you versus Dave, right? Okay. Let's meet Dave's top trump. She's called Grace. Hello, Grace.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, and you're from?
Dublin.
Dublin, and when did you arrive?
Just last night.
First time?
No, second.
Second time
third.
Here?
Maybe, yeah.
Third, maybe.
Yeah.
Math's not your strong point.
No.
Now, it's going to be very simple, this, all right? Very, very simple. I'm going to ask you, it's like Top Trumps, right? The game, you know, so it'll be points awarded according to your strengths. But not your strengths, your country's strengths, all right? So, the first Top Trump. Well, put the bed music in. Let's play Tourist Top Trumps.
There it is.
Right, first of all, Tom.
Yep.
Distance travelled. Distance travelled. Now this is
a stitch up.
So far, I've got to say Dublin, New Zealand, distance travelled. Do you know the exact distance?
Not off the top of my head. I'd say about 12,000 km.
That's not bad. 11,426 miles. Right, right, Mr. Metric. But yes, we'll give you that. Yeah. Now Dublin.
Hang on.
I mean, it's not even worth asking.
Whatever the real answer is, triple it. No. Oh, no.
That won't even work. That's still going to take you to about 68 miles.
It'll take me to France.
Yeah. Well, Grace, you're not going to win that one, are you?
No, I haven't.
No. Doesn't matter.
I was on a flight for an hour.
Right, and how long was your flight, Tom?
All up about 15.
Right, well, hours. I think we know what's going on here.
I'll take a step back.
All right, fine. Okay, well, that's Top Trump 1, point to Con. Right, have you or have you not, I'll ask Grace first, text second category, category 2, have you been to London's M&M's store?
I have.
Oh.
Yes.
I think you actually lose a point for going to
it.
It's the other way around. Tom, have you been to London's M&M's store?
Not in it. I took a few photos of the outside.
Oh, that's awful. That's a terrible, shocking thing to do. Okay, in that case, I don't know who's got... I'm going to give the point.
Do I get a bonus point if Grace bought something from M&M World?
Let's find out.
The last time I was here, I just...
A green keyring for Ireland. It's country based.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the point, Dave. That's one each so far. Okay, next category. Category 3. Tom, selfie stick?
No.
Yes.
Grace, selfie stick?
In Spain and June, not in London.
Oh, it's half. It's a half, you sick person. What's wrong with you? It's a half. Okay, Grace. Tolerance of homosexuality in country of origin. Category 4.
We were hoping for a Russian, weren't we?
We just voted yes in the referendum.
Exactly right. Yes, you did. Congratulations, Ireland. Yes, you did. Very good. Okay, over to you. Tom, tolerance of homosexuality in New Zealand, Tom.
We voted yes for gay marriage, last year?
Yeah, you did, and you also topped the global index for tolerance towards LGBT soldiers. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
See, you've come all this way and you're learning about your own country, Tom.
You've just spent 1 minute on Google.
Yes, I have. Not even that long, if I'm brutally honest. I'm going to call that one a point each,
yeah,
and that's fair enough.
So what the current scores?
I don't know, I can't remember. I was hoping you'll keep your score, you're the producer.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, this is final category... Number of wars won in history by your home country.
Ooh.
Let's go to Tom first.
Well, World War One, I suppose. And
well, is that yours or did you just muscle in? I mean, really?
We helped you guys out a lot. You wouldn't have done it without us.
Fred's got a point. No, I'm not talking about like the wars in Lord of the Rings. That's not real, Tom. That's not real, is it?
Have you been there before?
That's just made up. It's not real. You can't count orcs, Tom. You can't.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm
counting orcs.
But New Zealand have never really been to war on their own, have they?
No.
Scaredy cats.
So zero.
So it's a 0 point to that. Number of wars won by Ireland... Grace.
Can't Conor McGregor.
Yeah, well, actually, there you go. I mean, you're a violent people, is what I'm saying. and essentially, you're always going to beat New Zealand.
Yes.
You're antagonistic. So, so I think we're going to call that point to Grace.
Yes.
Are you keeping the score?
I've got him.
Okay, I've got a bonus category then.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. I've only just thought of it. Because we're not alone in the studio, I have to say, because they brought friends with them.
I know.
Friends with them.
I think it was naive of us to think we'd just find tourists wandering on their own.
It didn't really occur to me that we'd have to squash into this studio, if I'm honest. So then, number of friends you have that you've managed to bring with you. Grace.
One.
Tom.
Two.
Tom's the winner on that one. Yeah. Tom's got more friends. I know, but here's the question. Grace, is this your other half?
It is.
Okay. Category number 5A.
Okay.
Have you slept with any of the people that you've brought with you?
Ooh.
Grace.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yay! Let's just meet your other half, by the way. Hello.
How are you?
What's your name?
Adam.
Hi, Adam. You all right? You all right? Yes, and let's meet Tom's concubines. I don't know. Hello?
What relation?
What's your name?
Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Good.
And what relation are you to him?
Uni friend.
Uni friend. And you are?
Sasha.
And you're a?
Uni friend.
You've not slept with him?
No.
Okay. In that case, Grace gets that point. Ginger, Dave, what are the... Hey, the holiday's not over yet.
No, that's true.
So, you know, if it happens during the holiday, right, come back and tell us, Tom.
What happens in Derbyshire stays.
Go on.
Runaway leader, 7-3, unbelievably, in a game with five categories.
Yes.
It's Grace, it's me, I've won.
Go! The first Toy Top Trump winner is Ginger producer Dave.
Thank you.
This is right. Thank you, everybody, by the way.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good. This is Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Weekend breakfast. I am John Holmes. With me, of course, in the studio. Not of course. I mean, you know, it's not obvious that you're here, is it?
If you listened yesterday.
Well, I suppose if you listened yesterday, you're
right. Of course I'm here.
Of course you're here. But actually, your performance was so poor.
Yeah, it's a surprise we're back.
And so was yours. there was no definite. It wasn't guaranteed either.
It's very much a rolling contract, isn't it?
Yours is. I'm pretty safe. I'm here now.
How long is your contract?
Until next week. And so, but yours was really only, it's day by day, isn't it? It is rolling. Ginger producer Dave.
Hello.
Who we have to call you that because when I did the old radio breakfast thing, the one, there was producer Dave, who's now working on Chris Moyles' programme.
But they don't call him Producer Dave, do they?
No, they can't, because that's confusing again. And also, there was Comedy Dave.
Exactly.
On the when Chris Moyles did radio. This is so confusing. Someone's going to have to draw... Cornelius, you're the paid intern.
Yeah.
Can you draw a family tree explaining how the Daves in this radio station actually all connect together? And in previous... Because Comedy Dave's not on with Chris Moyles because of, you know, what happened. Google it. And so he's got Producer Dave, but he can't be called Dave. Now, you're another Dave.
Yes.
But we can't call you just Producer Dave, because that's confusing. So you're Ginger Producer Dave.
But, which is fine, but I think we've reached elastic limit if you then go on to do another radio show with a different Dave in the future.
It depends on their disability, doesn't it? Yeah. So, you know.
We have to declare.
What do you make of that Ginger Terrorist this week? Oh, we'll talk about that later. Okay. It's fine. Just in a word, what do you make of the Ginger Terrorist?
It's good to be...
That's more than a word. Cornelius is with us as well.
Not the same problem with my name.
No, there's not many. I can think of three Cornelii. and there's you, who, by the way, for listeners who used to listen to the other one, you were an intern.
Yeah.
And now you're back as a paid intern.
Yeah.
What an amazing step up the ladder for you.
I know. Yeah. A dream come true.
Is it paid well? No.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. It's performance related, so I'm just warning you now. But there's you, there's Cornelius Lycett from BBC Radio 5.
From the racing.
Yeah, from the racing. And Cornelius from Planet of the Apes, who was an ape.
Yeah. There's a Harry Potter one as well.
Is there?
Cornelius Fudge.
Yeah.
But in the Venn diagram...
That was your nickname at school, wasn't it? For very different reasons.
There's no crossover between any of those Cornelii, are there?
There really are, are there? No.
Except for the secret meeting on a yearly basis. John Holmes. Radio
X. So it is Radio X, then. It's just coming up to 8 o'clock, where there will quite literally be no news. No news!
Why ever not?
Because the news at the weekends doesn't start till 9 o'clock.
That's a very good reason.
That's why. Because they... what they do is they assume, they just go, because you know, in the week, news goes from sort of 6:30, 7:30, doesn't it?
So do people, though.
Well, this is the thing. At the weekend, they've gone. Oh, you don't. I say, what time's the news? It's 9 o'clock. And I go, yeah, we start at 6:30. And they just, and then the boss just looked at me and just went, yeah, but who cares? No one's listening. And I go, you know when you said I was moving to weekends? And he going, and he went, yeah. And I said, you said in that meeting that was like a promotion. And he went, yeah. I went, a lie, wasn't it? And he went, you don't get a car.
John Holmes, Radio X.
Radio X.
So my mum is listening to this now, right? I've just got a text from my mum, right?
Mrs. Holmes?
Yes, let's call her that. And she's not my real mum, because I'm adopted. But anyway, what?
Just mentioned that.
Well, we're all learning about each other, aren't we?
Yeah, so I guess,
thought I'd throw that in. Why not read all about that in my new book?
There it is.
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. I've just written a funny, hilarious, by the way, apparently. According to the review, memoir of, it's just about... Anyway, so it's on Amazon, isn't it? It's an insight into why men are so rubbish. That's the... Anyway, my mum's texted, right? And she, when I was talking to her about this, and I was talking about brand new Radio X, right? Now, my mum, genuinely, has been calling it Radio Eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah, I think she misheard me the first time.
Okay.
And now thinks there is a radio station called Radio Eggs, right? So, if you like, and I haven't corrected her. And now, like, when people get your name wrong, I don't know how long to leave it.
That's great.
That when she's sort of telling, you know, she's going to church, probably today, she's a church guy, my mum. Okay. So she'll be going to church today, and you go, oh, my son's on...
Radio Eggs.
Radio Eggs.
That's just for chickens, not for cows.
Which well, what it is that all the people she goes to church with all sort of going, oh, look, he's... oh, bless, he's like... He used to be on a breakfast show on radio on XFM, didn't he? He used to... Yeah, I've even known him on Radio 2 and Radio 4. John Holmes, I've heard him. Your son Dorothy, I've heard him there, and she's gone. Yeah, but now he's on this brilliant new station, Radio Eggs, and they think I've got a job on a sort of an in-house radio station on a farm. Don't they? It's like Radio Top Shop. They think I've moved. You know, you get that, don't you? The Radio Co-op.
It's the station they leave on, so the chickens think they have company.
That's exactly, yeah, and basically, I'm it. Great. Anyway, but we've just had a text in here, right? This is a text in we've had from... I'm going to... The music just ran out, by the way. So, never mind. This is from... who's this from here? Darren. All right, Darren. Who just said... John, you think that's... My mum went to book... sorry, my mum thinks Radio X, right? My mum went to book... This is a malapropism, John. Went to book a show in London. We live in Cambridge. She went down to London and she booked a show, going to see a show in the West End of London.
Right.
And because she wasn't sure, and she's didn't do this on purpose, but because she wasn't sure, I had to stand there while she genuinely asked for a ticket to the curious incident of the racist word in the nighttime.
Wow.
She malapropped one of the worst words of all with that of the word dog. And she asked for that.
Oh, wow.
So it's Darren, and Darren said he was absolutely mortified. Thanks.
Can you imagine
that,
going to those little stalls outside? We're in Leicester Square.
Yeah, I know.
Those little stalls outside.
All those queues of people queuing up for tickets for the West End.
I'd love to have been stood behind one of those. Have you ever been to one of those stalls, by the way?
No, I never have, no.
I've literally walked past them every day of my life.
Yeah, and I've never queued up. It's just tourists, though, isn't it? It's all tourists queuing up, isn't it?
Let's send Con out again to buy a ticket for that show.
That's a good idea, actually.
No,
that is good.
Can you just go out and ask for that?
Yeah, if you go out, but like record it, just go out now because they're open. They're open out there now. If you go outside to Leicester Square, where
the queues
studios
are, we can see it from there. Oh, the queues aren't bad, actually.
No, that's all right. Won't take you long at all. So go down there and ask for a ticket for that. The curious incident of the racist word in the nighttime, just to see what happens. Should we do that? Actually, no, I know
what
we'll do.
Say that.
I know what we'll do. You're absolutely right, you can't say that.
Yeah.
I know what we'll do. What we'll do is we'll 83936
yeah.
At Radio X.
Okay.
Make up, plays, musicals, shows, West End performances, right? During the next song or two. And then we'll send Cornelius out.
Oh, that is better, though, isn't it?
Yeah, to ask for a list of made up.
Oh, good. I like
shows,
that.
Shows, right? Box office balls. That's what I'm calling it. Box office balls. So you just need to go out there and you need to just ask for... In fact, go now. Are we going? No. Text it. Right, no, text it. Right, okay. 83936 at Radio X, right? And you out there recording that you asking for shows that don't exist.
Right. John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
And, well, what's just happened is... is our paid intern Cornelius. Good morning, Cornelius.
Morning.
Had to go outside, armed with your suggestions for made-up West End shows to try and book tickets for at the big ticket booth thing that's outside in Leicester Square, just below where we're broadcasting from in the Radio X studios. Now, many suggestions, of course. Thank you for them. And, well, he's back in the studio. We've downloaded the file because he recorded it on his phone. And we're about to play it to you. How was it, Cornelius?
It was pretty awful. Just play it.
Okay. So this is we haven't heard this yet.
No,
this is literally
I'm
just
genuinely excited. I was sort of watching it
out the window.
But I couldn't really see. But I just
okay. So this is what just happened when Cornelius went to proffer your suggestions for made-up West End shows to the box office in Leicester Square.
Hiya, I'm in London from somewhere else and I'd quite like to see a show.
Yeah, sure, we've got lots of shows.
Cool. They're probably all sold out, but have you got, this is, I think it's set in water. It's okay. A musical set in water, Seven Brides for a Horny Octopus.
No, that doesn't sound right, sorry.
I'd like tickets in the circle because I don't want to, you know, sit in the stalls and get wet.
I think you might be confused with... We haven't got anything of that name here. I haven't heard
of anything. Are you sure? I don't want to sit in the stalls because I don't want to get sexually molested.
Right, well, I think I'd remember the name of that, so no, we don't have anything like that.
Do you have My Night with Eric Sykes?
Is that... I mean, this is theatre. We don't do live music. It's not... Is that a band?
It's a musical, I think.
No, I'm not sure about that one.
I like musicals. I think...
Good.
That's
helpful.
Have you got... I think it's the story of the singing Greek builder who cheats on his taxes. In fact, he claims not even to be a roofer, but a second-hand car dealer. A roofer on the fiddle. Have you got that?
Fiddler on the roof?
No, a roofer on the fiddle. About the Greek builder, the roofer.
I'm sorry, mate. I don't have... none of them are in the system. Where are you getting these from?
Harry Poppins?
No.
Are you sure? I'm very sure. My friend recommended this one to me.
Okay.
Bend It Like Barrymore. It's like the Michael Barrymore story, except without the end bit, obviously.
No. Sorry. I think you've been misinformed somewhere. Are you done?
Do you have the Lion King?
I've got a
queue
behind you, so.
The Lion King?
Yeah, that's one I can
sorry,
do for
no.
you.
The Pig King, you know. A young pig is cast out by his uncle and makes his way to Oxford, where he falls into bad company and ends up with a soon-to-be prime minister in his mouth.
No, I don't think we have that in here. That sounds...
Hakuna Matata. That means no worries for the rest of your days.
Thanks for that.
I bet the pig had some worries.
Cool.
War horse. War whore, the puppets of the prostitutes in the war. Do you not have any of these?
What do you think?
Very good. Hey, fair play, though. She went for it. I mean, yeah. She was like...
She weren't having any of it.
Wow. By the way, we thank Megan Carlisle, Dan in Idaho, Nicola in Ipswich, Dawn's in Plymouth, Gary in Blackpool, Liam in Glasgow, Jenny in Surrey for all of those.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Keep them coming in. We'll do that again. You know, next week.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
So, we are live from London's Leicester Square. That is where the Radio X studio is based. If you are in Leicester Square at any point and you look up to the third floor. Are we on the third floor? Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah.
You'll see a green X in the window, as though some sort of... So what is it? They've put a green X in the window, pointing out across the square, like some sort of...
Target.
Bat signal. Bat signal, exactly, yeah. I don't know who it would call. Perhaps it's an emergency, and it would call... Vernon Kay. Right. And he sees that if we're in trouble at any point, right, any point at all...
The X changes to a K.
Yeah.
that means Vernon's
alive. That shines onto the clouds, and Vernon, from his mansion where he lives, paid with from the spoils of presenting ITV Splash, he can see that X on the clouds, and he comes a-running. I say running, he's got a moped. On his moped, he comes on his moped. Yes, he rides on the moped. See,
he got the tube in this week, I heard.
He got the moped to the tube station, wow, and then caught the tube. That's what he did.
Vernon Kay. Man of the people.
Man of the people, yeah. Family fortunes, Vernon Kay. And if we have a family-based emergency, I'll tell you what, it's useful, because we're about to do a quiz with members of the public. Now, that's Vernon's territory, yeah, if you think about it, isn't it? That's for with family fortunes. So if we do have an emergency, we should shine this green X in the window onto the clouds. Vernon Kay arrives, pulls us out of a hole. What about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's
agreed.
All right. Okay.
Radio X. John Holmes. X.
Well, now, as promised, a man will be in a lift. Now, this is the reason for that is this, right? A paid intern, Cornelius, okay, is, well, it's Con for short.
Yes.
That's what he insists.
I don't get that either.
Surely Corn.
Corn.
He says it's Con, for whatever reason. So, obviously, you know, he's got to do something. He's got to learn while he's here. Cause he's an intern, right? So, obviously, we wanted to come up with features based on his name.
Well, I just thought there's all I really want to do with this show ever.
Yeah.
Is a number of different Con-based puns.
Yeah.
That's all. That's my only real aspiration for this.
Did you have any other than the one we've come up with?
Yeah, contemplation.
What was that?
Well, there's nothing. I've got the puns, yeah. I've not worked out the features. Contamination. Condensation.
We could infect him with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Deliberately.
Condensation.
Like Ebola or something. Just to see how long he...
is that health and safety, okay?
It's probably a form. I don't know. Anyway.
But actually, if we're going to go with corn, we've got loads more as well, haven't we? Corn on the cob.
That's not bad, actually, yeah.
Sweet corn. We can do something with some sugar. I don't know. I mean, this is live brainstorming now, isn't it?
Yeah, so let's not.
Which never works well.
Because instead, we have come up with a feature called Condescending. I think he's on. He's outside in the corridor. Con, can you hear me?
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So that's Cornelius. He's Con. He's out there, and this feature's called Condescending. He's gone out into the corridor. And what he has to do, all of the abusive texts that we've had so far, he is going to read out while going from floor 6 in this building, which is the top floor, to the basement, right? In a feature called, you ready? Condescending. Because the texts and tweets are quite condescending, and Connie's reading them out while descending. Condescending.
It works on almost 2 levels.
Well, it's 6 levels, actually. I've gone and checked it.
Very good.
Thanks. So, you work with the professional now, Dave. Cornelius, Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Are you getting in the lift now?
Yeah, I'm in a lift. I think it's Heart playing.
Yes, we should say, by the way, we should say that other radio stations, not this one for some reason, get piped into all the lifts. So, hold the microphone up near the speaker by the lift.
How's that?
Would I lie to you? Charles and Eddie.
Oh,
yeah. All right,
you
nice.
Knew that.
Yeah, okay, good. So, have you got the condescending tweets as you condescend?
Sure, yes.
Okay, let me give you some appropriate music. It's lift music. So, and your own time, off you go, down in the lift.
Good morning to Simon in Portsmouth, who says, this show sucks. anonymous, a lot of these are anonymous.
Yeah.
What is this nonsense? I have a stonking hangover. Can't you just shut up and play some music?
Right, good.
It says a lot about the show when the adverts are more interesting than the content. Why can't Vernon Kay do this show?
That's not a real one.
tuned in to hear some indie music for the morning. All I hear is free arses.
What floor are you on now? What floor have you reached?
I'm on the top floor. I'm outside the canteen. Can you still hear me?
Why are you going
You're supposed
up?
To be going down.
This is condescending.
Condescending.
Yeah. Okay. We've just had this one in. Absolutely terrible to wake up to John Holmes in the morning.
Yeah.
Now I know how his poor wife feels during the week.
Are you actually going down in the lift now? Have you
got
this?
Yeah, I'm going on floor 5 now. So I think this is where the commercial team are. So no one's really around. Oh, there's someone hoovering just on this floor.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay. Also, I'm being crushed by the lift doors. Can you hear that?
Yeah, this is fascinating
good.
Radio, isn't it now?
Live vacuuming get back, on the radio.
Yeah, that's what it's come to. Get back in the lift, Con.
Thanks to Gemma, who's tweeted in, you look like Dom Jolly in your new photo.
I don't look like Dom Jolly in my new photo on the website.
And she said, I hope your career goes the same way as his. I wish you lot would do what your slogan does and get into the bloody music.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Simon in Portsmouth says this show still sucks.
All right, that's condescending for this week. It's Cornelius. It's Con. He's in a lift. It's going up. It'll go down next time when he gets it right. Reading out your abusive texts and emails on brand new Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes.
And as promised, we bring you our brand new feature. This early on in the run, a brand new feature. We spoil you. Well, yeah, you haven't heard it yet. But anyway, it's called Alco Vox Pops, and it works like this, right? So on the way into the studio, I've decided every Sunday morning at this time, I have to walk past people. I have to walk in here, walking past people who've been out enjoying themselves.
I get a car in. How does that work?
What?
They make you walk.
You get a car? Yeah.
Do you not get a car?
Cornelius gets a car.
Yeah.
You get a car. You're a paid intern.
Yeah.
Just carry on with the feature. It's fine.
But
is that right? We'll sort it later, shall we?
I walk past clubs, and you know people. This is out of order. People coming out of clubs and stuff, right? I have to walk past them. So I thought what I'd do is vox pop them about the news because they're absolutely P-worded out of their tiny minds, right? So that's what we've done. I think if it works, we'll do it regularly. So drunk people, and obviously we should explain, of course, the studios, Radio X's studios are in Leicester Square in London. This was somewhere around Piccadilly, okay? I walked past all these people staggering out of places and waiting for pubs, and then I asked them about the week's news. This is what happened.
Hi, yeah, we're just asking, after this week's emissions scandal, what do you think Volkswagen need to do to claw back their reputation?
I have no idea what that means.
They need to make sure their cars are faster, more exciting to the... We don't want like lads in their little Volkswagens going around towns, we want reliability.
The Prime Minister has apparently put his little backbencher in a dead pig's face. Now, not since 18th century Prime Minister Pitt the Younger gave London Zoo's first mandrill a reach around has there been such a scandal, of course. Has this one altered your impressions of David Cameron?
I say, right, he's not one of the people until he's that f***ing pig. I'm sorry, but they talk about Labour and we talk about, like, there's a photo comparing them. Now, David Cameron in the 70s was like, yeah, well, posh, what do I do? I'm like, you need a... Yeah, I think it's just good. Everybody has their colleges. Everybody should f***ing pig.
David Cameron, little David, dead pig's face. Thoughts?
David Cameron, great guy.
Did you hear about the pig?
No, I don't know. Why? What, did he like f***ing a pig or something?
Yes.
No! Are you serious? Oh, no. Sorry, dude, if you're listening. What's going on?
What do you think of the Pope's comments on climate change this week?
Yeah. Oh, f*** off.
That was an hour ago! An hour ago! An hour ago in London! This is what the people think! That is a broad section of the country.
How old were those people? They all sounded quite young.
Yeah.
I'm surprised how many of them said David Cameron. They like David Cameron.
They did. Well, it's Freshers Week, isn't it, as well? So there are, like, students and stuff. So that is a snapshot of Britain right there.
Wow.
Well, I'll say Britain. One bus stop over there by Haymarket. But, you know, that's Britain. It's representative. It's better than radars. It's more accurate. Little radio in joke. Anyway, we do those now.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
That's right. The only radio station in the... I'm going to say in the world, bold claim, to give away meat. That's all because we said, what can we... Radio X, what can we give away, like, when we used to be on the other show? Can we give away tickets? And they said, not really, no, because it's they were, like, in London, weren't they? And it's national now. You can't do, you know. Yeah. Can we give away iTunes vouchers? Don't do that anymore. Right, OK, what can we give away? Don't know, you figure it out. So... Yeah. We have figured it out, and what's going to happen is I've got a friend who
literally know a butcher.
I know a butcher.
That's it.
I do, yeah.
That's all that's happened.
It's a Sunday thing, Dave, isn't it? It's meat. Everyone wants meat. Well, that's why meat raffles are popular. They're popular in the north, and we're broadcasting now to the north, aren't we? So, as well as everywhere. Anyway, on the phone now to play for meat in a game of band or breed of pig is... what line's he on? He's on the line... We've got that's based on pie. He's on line 3.142. It's Sean in Bristol. Hello, Sean.
Hello, John, you're right.
Very well, thank you. Sean, good morning to you. Sean,
good morning.
Hello. What do you do, Sean? What do you do?
I work in a farm shop, actually, which is ideal.
You are just... Really?
So
you
Yeah.
So why
it's
the hell?
More fruit and veg based, but there's meat knocking about.
Fine. All right, well, okay, well, good. Well, I should, by the way, point out that you're not a vegetarian, are you?
No.
Right, good. But I should point out, in the interest of balance, should a vegetarian want to play this in the future, we do have an organic veg alternative. You can win meat if you're a meat eater, or organic veg if you're...
Is that true?
Yes. I've sorted that out as well.
I didn't even know that.
I know, I hadn't told you.
Is that what that aubergine is?
No, that's something very different. That's for a new ready feature that we haven't told you about yet. Cornelius's aubergine quiz, it's called. I don't know what that is. But
sounds fun.
It isn't. Well, it's not for him. Anyway, it puts David Cameron and the pig into a shame, I can tell you. Speaking of which, this game is band or breed of pig. Of course, we're celebrating David Cameron putting his tiny little David into the mouth of a dead pig.
Allegedly.
He did it. So... it's band or breed of pig. I've got the genuine names of bands, Sean, or genuine names of breeds of pig. You just have to say band or pig. Is that clear?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Good. Win the quiz. Win the meat. I'm just saying that's a catchphrase.
Good.
Okay. Fine.
We'll
be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Morning.
Are we ready? Here we go. It is band or breed of pig. Here we go. Ginger producer Dave keeping score, right?
I've got it here. Okay, spreadsheet, mate.
Okay, fine, good. Right, alphabetical order, of course. Cornelius and Sean. Sean first. Band or pig, Sean? Pie train.
Right, pie train. I mean, there's quite a lot of pig-based sort of things.
Don't try and figure
there,
it out. It's just
some eggheads.
No showing you're working, just your answer.
Yeah.
I'll just go for a pig.
It is a pig. Pie train is a breed of pig. Good work. Point to you. Cornelius, Elfin Saddleback.
That sounds like quite a good band.
It is a band. Good, well done. Truffle Bush Pig. Sure.
That's a pig.
It's a band. Truffle Bush Pig, they're a band. Yeah. See how it slips and slides.
No, that was kind of a crafty one.
Cornelius, Swallow Belly.
Pig.
Pig?
Yeah.
Sean in Bristol, Sticky Belly.
Pig.
Band. Cornelius, Tokyo X.
Band, surely.
Pig.
What?
Pig, Tokyo X is a pig.
Wow.
Radio X. Tokyo X is a pig. That's not a pig. Sean, Baz Tango.
That's a band.
It's a pig.
Oh,
Baz Tango
is
it's a breed of pig. I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying names of things. Cornelius, Big Bald Pig. Is that a...
it's got to be a band.
It's a band. A Big Bald Pig. It's right. Choctaw Hog. Sean, Choctaw Hog.
Right, that sounds like a pig, so I'm going to go for a band.
It's a pig. Oh, no. You need to go back on your farm shop meat course. What are you doing? Finally, Cornelius, band or pig, seat-sniffing pig.
It's your
nickname at school again, isn't it, that one?
I'm going to go for pig.
It's a band.
Ah, no.
Have you ever seen a pig sniffing? Anyway, Ginger producer Dave, what are the scores?
The scores at the end of that show. Sean, a measly one.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Against Cornelius is 4.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what, though? Is that enough? Don't clap. It's not Capital Radio.
Okay.
Is that enough? Do we think that is enough for Sean? Our inaugural weekend Radio X Sunday breakfast band or contestant to genuinely win his Sunday dinner. Is that enough to win Ginger Producer Dave?
I'm going to give him some meat.
You're going to give him some meat. He's going to give him the meat. All right, excellent. Very quickly, which out of the meats would you like? You do have a choice. You have beef, lamb or chicken. Which would you like, Sean?
As a Yorkshire pudding fan, I'm going to go for beef.
It's in the post. Yeah. Genuinely, this is what we're doing. We are sending meat out from a qualified, but it won't go rancid, from a qualified butcher. Congratulations to you. Well done, Sean. You have won the meat in the game of band or pig on Radio X.
My mum will be thrilled.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.